Welcome to day 6.
Rituals have had a place in various cultures for thousands of years. Some, like the New Year's kiss at midnight, is cultural. Others, like the Catholic ritual of communion, are religious. The reason rituals have lasted through the centuries is because they're simple, familiar, and easily repeatable. Rituals involve doing something symbolically that translates on a physical and spiritual level. Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year in the Jewish religion. The English translation is the Day of Atonement. It is the day when Jews ask forgiveness from God for all the perceived wrongs they did the year before. Besides the synagogue services, one of the rituals many Jewish people practice is throwing breadcrumbs into a body of water. The breadcrumbs represent the sins they believe they committed, and tossing them into the water represents the release of any guilt or responsibility associated with those sins. Water as a purifying element is prominent in other religious rituals. For instance, in the Christian tradition, to be baptized is to be immersed in the stream of spirit. In Hinduism, the Ganges is considered to be a holy river, and many worshippers gather there to bathe before the annual festival of Vasant Panchami. In addition to water, fire is another element commonly used in purifying rituals. Some spiritual teachings offer a burning bowl ceremony at the end of the year. In this ritual, the participants are given a piece of paper and asked to write anything that no longer serves them, or any negativity or discord they would like to release. Once they've written their declarations of release, everyone tosses their papers into a large metallic bowl where they're ignited. The burning of the paper symbolizes the purification and release of toxic thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Today we will participate in a guided meditation, a ritual of release. We all carry our personal stories and the feelings associated with them. It's okay to bring them into the mind one last time. After participating in the ritual, there will be no need to retrieve them. Today is the day we are going to forgive, to let go, and to free ourselves to accept the blissful excitement of the future. During these next few precious minutes, we will release any stored emotional and mental toxins that may be keeping us from our highest good. Allow this message to settle into the deep recesses of your consciousness. Now it's time to get into a comfortable position. Please take a deep breath in. Count to three. And exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Take yourself to the shore of an ocean, lake, river, or to a warm green meadow. This is your sacred place where you can be alone with your thoughts, memories, and feelings. Notice the sound of nature around you. The birds singing, the leaves rustling through the trees, or the waves coming onto the shore. Inhale the fragrances of nature, the salt air, the smell of flowers blooming, grass growing. This is a place of peace. Now, bring to mind a situation or a conversation that was difficult for you and caused you pain or discomfort. Take a few moments to replay the scenario in your head as you remembered. Try to remember where you were, the words that were said, and how you felt. I will remain quiet for a few minutes and allow you the time to replay the memory. Give you one more minute of silence to replay your scenario. Now, visualize or imagine that you are floating on a fluffy white cloud. Look around you. Up here, there's no fear, only peace. And the cloud will fully support your body weight. On the surface of the cloud, you notice there is an end of a string or tether. Gently pick up the string with your right hand and hold it close to you. Look out into the distant sky, and you will notice an object. It looks like a person, but it is too far for you to recognize who it is. Slowly, very slowly, reel in the string, noticing that the distant object is tied to the other end. As you pull your end of the string, the object gets closer and closer until finally you recognize who's at the other end. It's the person involved in the situation or the conversation you just brought into your mind. He or she is now standing next to you on your cloud. Face the other person and tell him or her everything you've wanted to say but have not said. Every feeling the event or events caused you to feel. Don't hold back. I'll be quiet now. Give you one more minute to vent your feelings, to say anything you may be holding on to. Have the courage now, in this moment, to release all the words and emotions brought about by this experience. Said everything you've wanted to say, gently, very gently, push the other person off your cloud and watch him or her as they drift away from you. As that's happening, look down and you'll see a pair of scissors lying next to your feet. Pick them up. When the string is taut, repeat these words silently. I forgive you. I release you as I move on with my life. Now cut the string and watch the person drift farther and farther away, until you can no longer see him or her. Transport yourself back to the original place you began this meditation, near a body of water or in a meadow. Know that you have now completed a ritual of release. You can come back to this place and repeat this ritual whenever you realize there's something else that you have been carrying with you. And throughout the day, say to yourself, repeating after me, I forgive. I release. I let go of anything and anyone who keeps me from my highest good. Sat Chit Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. And when you're ready, slowly open your eyes. David Simon suggests, for the rest of the day, be gentle with yourself, allowing your mind and body to digest what you've experienced. Get some rest, listen to soothing music, take a warm bath, and applaud yourself for the great work you've accomplished in pursuit of becoming free to love. Namaste.